finish up what I was saying about what we did. We set the strike deadline, I mean this bargaining deadline, which came and went, and then we just stopped bargaining. We said there'll be a strike vote March, whatever it was, and we organized for a strike during that period. And the fact that bargaining had gone on so long with so little effect was definitely a factor in the strike vote.
No, there was a sudden increase in the TAA membership at the end of 1969. Was this in connection with your organizing?
To be honest, I don't really remember how that happened, but we did talk to almost every TA on campus during that 2 month period, so that could be when it happened.
You mean you'd go to the department would have meetings?
We had departmental meetings in the departments, we had parties, we had meetings in people's houses. I mean, we had a full infrastructure of departmental representatives and so forth. And the people on the bargaining team and some of the executive committee were divided up into teams. I think there was, I don't remember how many were, there were at least three teams, mm-hmm. probably more.
And of how many?
Well, there was a core of three people on a team or something. Mm-hmm. I bet I went to two or three meetings a day. Mm-hmm. And that's all I did for 2 months. And we talked about the issues, but more importantly, we talked about the union we were trying to create, what kind of union it was going to be, why it was a long-term project. We talked about the nature of the university, why it needed to be changed, how the TA could help do that.
Was it difficult to persuade the TAs? I mean, they must have had some reservations. I mean, did you have a lot of discussion and
oh, yeah. I mean, but it wasn't of a hostile nature. I mean, people realized that it was an opportunity to do something. It was a question of whether they wanted to. And once they decided they wanted to, whether they had the guts.
I mean, they must have had philosophical reservations, and you must have had to go into those and set them at rest.
Yeah.
And there must have been a lot of that, or wasn't there?
Well, there was questions about why are we different from other unions, and we talked about democracy in the TAA and what we were trying to do with the TAA. We never talked about wage demands, for example, at that time.
About what?
Wage demands.
Oh.
We never brought that up on purpose. And talked about the nature of the university, what we were trying to do to it. Then, I mean, at least half the meeting would be whether the strike could work or not. Mm. I mean, what passes for apathy is often people's feeling that nothing can be done, rather than apathy.
Well, and fear, perhaps.
Yeah, and so the point was to show that actually something could happen. And we talked about how we explained how the pickets would work, how the Teamsters were going to support us, what we were going to do to get money for people.
What were you going to do to get money for people?
We just asked for contributions.
Like just not raising dues? Or
no. Oh. I think we raised about $17,000.
From
just
students?
Donations. All over the place. Some. Yeah. We did get $500 from United Faculty. I remember that. A loan it was. It wasn't a donation. It may not have been paid back yet either. We certainly took our time paying it back because we felt they double-crossed us on educational planning issues.